Hey now, I'm Rob Logan, and this is the Geek News Brief for August 13th, 2021. Nearly 3 years since the project was first announced, Netflix has finally revealed the main cast for the live-action series adaptation of Nickelodeon's beloved animated series, Avatar: The Last Airbender. After the surprising exit of original creators Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian Konietzko last year, many fans have become very doubtful if Netflix would be able to deliver and give justice to the live-action adaptation they've been hoping for. Despite this major setback, it looks like the streamer remains committed in keeping its promise of providing a culturally appropriate adaptation of Avatar: The Last Airbender by officially enlisting a group of diverse young actors. Leading the series is 11-year-old Gordon Cormier, who has been tapped to take on the role of Aang. Joining him are Kia Wintio, Ian Ousley, and Dallas Liu, who have been cast for the respective roles of Katara, Sokka, and Zuko. Marvel's What If marks the MCU's first foray into animation, but far from its last. Executive producer Brad Winterbaum has told Variety that multiple animated series are in various phases of development for Disney+. In addition to a second season of What If and a series of photoreal animated shorts centered on Baby Groot that are both already in production. Winterbaum says the company was driven by the creative freedom demanded by What If, that staging new versions of major action sequences from just about every movie within the MCU was only possible through animation. He went on to say, "We realize that there's a lot of cool avenues you can explore with animation. Any project that we create is going to be something that needs to be animated in order for the story to be told. There's very little desire to take a piece of IP that's popular because we're coming out with a movie and just make an animated show about it. We're not going to do that." Animation's long production process means the new shows likely won't start hitting the MCU's crowded slate until 2023 at the earliest. But Winterbaum did confirm that they will involve original ideas that draw from titles and characters already explored in live action, as well as previously untapped sources from the Marvel Comics library. And yes, like the rest of the MCU, they will all be connected. Next month will mark the 25th anniversary of Superman, the animated series. To celebrate, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment and DC are releasing the complete series on Blu-ray, which will feature remastered versions of all 54 episodes. In addition, the collection will include several hours of bonus features, headlined by an all-new featurette entitled Superman, Timeless Icon, which details the creation of one of the most beloved animated superheroes in history. It will also feature audio commentary for the episodes Stolen Memories, The Last Son of Krypton Part 1, and The Main Man Part 2. Superman the Complete Animated Series Collection will be available as a Blu-ray Digital HD box set on October 12, 2021. That's it for this edition of the Geek News Brief. Make sure to check out our other podcasts on the Geek Generation Network over at thegeekgeneration.com.